This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Good Day Program. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into the beginning of the 37th year of the Good Day Program. Let's see, back to 1988.
Wow.
How do we do the math? Let's see, October of 88 is when the Good Day Program started. I was here and I was all by myself at the beginning. And I was convinced for the first, I did it from the studio down in the basement of WCKY in Cincinnati, where I was doing afternoons at the time. And I swore for the first 3 or 4 months nobody was listening. I talked to myself. I was on the air for 3 hours a day, and I did interviews and all kinds of stuff. And you know, then the program eventually grew, obviously, to the point where it is today. It's been prolific. 10 years ago, we had 585 affiliates for this program. We've got about 400 and some now. Things change. Formats change on stations, that sort of thing. People and their ideas change. But I am thankful, frankly, as I enter the new year, for all the stations who have carried this program, some of them for 30 years. A few of them have been around almost since the beginning. And the people who have been listening and have grown up. I'm pinching myself now. How many people have grown up listening to me on the radio? I mean, think about it. Over the past,
yeah, how many people have you raised?
How many people have what?
Have you essentially raised?
Oh.
With listening and the education value you bring?
Yeah. Well, I think that I will be thankful for the people who are listeners and who stick around. The audience is varied. Whenever we have phone calls, you know, you listen to a certain segment of the audience. But the demographics are wild and crazy all over the place, age-wise. A few more women than men listen to this program. It's basically those who are 35 and older that are attracted to the conversations that we have about whatever may be going on. In this case, I want to know on New Year's Day what you are doing. What's very few people are working. So what do you do for activities, for fun? A lot of touch football, I guess, in some places. Families get together. You can go to the stores, by the way. Most stores that are not open on Christmas Day are open today. You can go buy new furniture if you want. You got some money for Christmas? Let's go. Let's buy some new furniture. You'll notice, by the way, when you look at the advertising on television, you hear the advertising on the radio, other than all the drug commercials that are here, there, and everywhere, that probably won't go away anytime soon. You know, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I take their money and run their spots. But, man, I have plenty to say about what they're all about. And that's kind of what's unique about what happened on this program. Most everybody is told that works for a network. These are the areas you can't go into. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. Well, I don't have any of those constraints because I'm the boss. So I can talk about whatever I want to. And, you know, do I stay away from some things sometimes? Yeah, I guess I do. I'm trying to be prudent with some things. But there was a station that was carrying the program last year. I think most of this dust has settled around this. Don't think it'll be a problem in the new year. But I'm not a fan of John Deere tractors and John Deere equipment. I think they're a horrible company, do horrible things in the name of business. They have just become impossible to deal with. So I talk about them on the, we do this American Family Farmer show every week, heard on a lot of the same stations view this program. And I will promise you this year in the American Family Farmer, we will dig more into what's going on in the successful small family farms, the venues that I want to save, even though the big four conglomerates that are trying to put all the small farmers out of business so they can have all the business themselves. You're smarter than that. Here's a resolution for you this year. All right, you ready, Jay? Resolve to make sure that the food that you procure for yourself and your family comes from nearby sources, nearby farms, nearby fisheries. If you're buying fresh, make sure everything is fresh. Make sure everything, you can go to the places, go to the butcher shop, whatever it is that you have as your preference, but go to the places where actually the food is grown and or processed. We have how many, this is one of the big things, we have another segment on this program called Food, Farm, and Family, which you can review by going to foodfarmfamily.com, wherein we talk about all the recalls, among other things. We talk about all the food news, but the recalls, every day there's one or two. Every single day last year, and I don't expect that will change this year, because if anything, the whole business of food production is getting more centralized. We have these companies buying out other companies. We have the grocery store chains, which are indirectly responsible for what you eat because they make deals with the big producers. And so we have the Tysons of the world running pretty much all of the meat sources, Tysons and a few others like them. And so what do you do about that? You go buy. We had a great program, I think, Jay, on the Farmer Show, talking this last week or so about a turkey farmer who raises 3,000 or 4,000 turkeys a year. He gets about $100 a piece for them. People come and get them directly from him at the farm. This is a lost art. Used to be, we all had in our community. I remember the two turkey farms we had, Gerard's Turkey Farm and Donovan's Turkey Farm, when I was a kid. And we always went Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you could drive by the farm and see all the turkeys in the summertime, right? And then one of them's going to end up on your plate on Thanksgiving. But
and you know
knew
where it's coming from.
Where they came from.
You've seen it. Yes. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
So that's a resolve for this year. To help people understand how important it is to buy local. I mean, I can say this till I'm blue in the face, and we have the same recalls of lettuce and spinach and things that are in a package that aren't cleaned properly, and so the salmonella, the E. coli, the stuff that's bad for you could kill you. You have a weak immune system. These guys, there's more of it that seems to, it's almost like prolific. It's almost a badge of honor, right? We fixed that recall. No. Find the local farmer. And then people say, well, what do I do in the wintertime? Don't go to the grocery store if you don't have a farm that is, growing stuff. Obviously, in the middle of winter, there are not many of those people. Unless you can find the hydroponic farm that is growing things inside. There are more and more of these farms, smaller farms, that are growing year-round. They are growing some lettuce and things that are easy to grow with the sunlight. The green, spinach, green stuff, broccoli, that sort of thing. You can buy that year-round fresh from places all over the country. Yeah.
Maybe this is a conversation for us to have with Dr. Jack sometime this year, but when it comes to the seasons, and it's always buy what's in season, I'm sure that has something to do with not only what's in season, but the way our bodies are made, where once upon a time, you didn't have these grow places and indoor growing, and you really had to eat what was in season. And with the seasons changing, like it gets colder, so you probably need to eat a little bit more stuff that's hearty to stick to you rather than the summertime where you are eating more of the lighter fare.
Yep, exactly. All right, so again, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought here on Good Day. Happy New Year's. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with a reminder about what you can do in the new year for some fun. I'll bet many of you, hundreds of you, if not thousands of you, have called into the Las Vegas line, the 800-419-3684 number, for a trip that you don't have to pay for. Go to the hotel, check in, and it'll say comped on it or something like that, and no charge. Because that's what happens when you take advantage of this opportunity. 3 days and two nights without having to pay. Plus, you could win some tickets to a Vegas show. What's better than... I love going to the buffets in Las Vegas. I know I sound like a schlummy, but I just love going to the buffets. It's fun. Indulge yourself any way you want to. Have some fun. 800-419-3684. No hitches. No, there's nothing here that's hidden. If you decide you want to stay a couple of more nights, you can arrange that as well. But you get the first two nights free, and you can't lose, especially if you call that number, right? Anybody that calls in gets the opportunity for the three-day, two-night stay in Las Vegas. 800-419-3684. That's 800-419. Doug, why don't you call it right now while you're thinking about it?
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Back on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, we have some things in the new year. I was looking back over, we were talking about the people who died, the new words that were important at the end of 2023. Again, we have all of these sort of celebrations of what's new. And I think we talked about Merriam-Webster, but we didn't talk about the Oxford word of the year, the Oxford Dictionary. The word of their word this year was Rizz, R-I-Z-Z.
I love that one.
And so they define it. It's short for charisma, Rizz, or somebody's ability to attract another person through style, charm, or attractiveness. That's what the definition of Rizz is. Apparently, you can also use it, Jay. What do you call it? Woo?
Yeah, when you woo a person.
Woo, woo! Well, I thought in my day, wooing a person was trying to attract them to come hang around with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Really? All right. So, but do you have to have Rizz? Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, you have to have Rizz to be successful at the woo. Is that, it would seem that you've got to have
that charm, charm in order to woo a person.
Well, the between the Oxford Dictionary and the Merriam-Webster, apparently there are 690 new words that got added to the dictionaries this past year. Very dramatic stuff. There have been a lot of people who, a lot of buzz on Rizz. I must be out of it because I never heard before. I saw it. In this focus on the Oxford Dictionary at the end of the year, I never heard the word before. You ever? Do you use that word?
Rizz?
In conversation?
No, our resident Gen Z introduced me to it.
Oh, okay.
Our Gen Z advisor.
All right.
That's me.
This is, thank you, James. This is Good Day.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Half the hour now, New Year's Day. Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner, or Jay Kirshner along with Doug Steffen. Pick your poison. Go in any order that you like. Jay's here as researched the top 10 tech stories of the year, and because during this portion of every hour, we're looking into technology and social media, that sort of thing. So the changes in what's going on in the world, I guess, are highlighted by the things that have happened that influence technology. I never really quite understood. I know this guy, Sam Altman, is important. He was the CEO of OpenAI. He got fired, then he got rehired. Yeah, exactly.
And it was.
Yeah. Why is OpenAI so important? Is that the biggest of all these artificial intelligence companies?
I don't know that much about it. Yeah, I think it's one of the most well-known ones.
Yep, okay. So that's a big story from this year. Okay, another one. The Department of Justice takes Google to court. It was the biggest tech antitrust trial this past year. As a matter of fact, the biggest one in many years. So what was the issue, Jay? What were they? Google, we all know.
They were maintaining
the
a monopoly.
Despicable. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So were they able to break up their monopoly? Were they successful?
Well, their thing was, so they were basically
pushing,
they across different devices, and primarily with Apple products, that they were just going crazy with it. And I think that they did lose their battle. Cease and desist on their illegal monopoly actions.
All right, one of the other big tech stories this year, this past year, Amazon cut 18,000 workers. They had a lot of layoffs. So was this on the technical side of things, or was, because they have these new warehouses built all over the place, all over the country, for delivery of their product. But they have so many different divisions, and I don't know how many employees. They have thousands, tens of hundreds of thousands of employees. So this is something, I thought I saw something that it was kind of reversed. Didn't they hire a lot of these people back again, or another company?
That'd have been great.
I don't know.
Well, the thing with Amazon is they were some of the first to really, when you were buying things online, Amazon not necessarily paved the way, but before you could buy things on store websites and company websites across the board, Amazon was really your only option. And the way things have just been going with e-commerce and more tech companies hiring, especially during the pandemic and lockdowns, a lot more people were looking for work from home jobs. Tech companies were giving them that, and there was just a massive revenue decline when it came to Amazon. They couldn't really afford to keep all of the people.
I don't know. I think that Amazon has ruined I don't like them. So let's leave it at that. All right, here's another story. When we look back, recalling some of the super things that attracted a lot of attention or used social media, the war in the Middle East, the stuff that was on the ground was also sort of exacerbated by cyberspace and security. And so this shows how war has changed, right? The hostilities were hot on the ground, but there also were a lot of website defacements.
Cyber attacks, false information.
Right. So those are some of the big tech stories of this past year. And so we're just reviewing things as we tend to want to do, as we sort of push things aside from last year and open up and warm up to the new things this year. Interesting to see what we're talking about a year from today, Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit Omega Tax Credits.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A bipartisan pair of Texas congressmen say the U.S. and the Mexican federal governments need to do more to stop illegal immigration.
We don't want Mexico to interfere with our foreign policy or with our laws, but we want them to do their job.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Democrat Henry Cuellar and Republican Tony Gonzalez both say they believe in legal immigration, but that the southern border is being turned upside down. There's another chance to strike it rich in the lottery on New Year's Day. The Powerball jackpot's grown to an estimated $810 million after no tickets matched all 6 winning numbers in the latest drawing Saturday night. The next drawing happens later on tonight. A winner will have the option to take a lump sum cash prize of roughly $408 million or receive annuity payments for life. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 after the hour now, New Year's Day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Jay Kirshner, who's every day on the Good Day program with me. Jennifer Horn joins us from time to time. It's kind of a cool collection of thoughts and people. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas as we start the new year, thinking about what's going to stay the same and what's going to change. The Orlando Magic are renaming the arena the Kia Center. This starts with the beginning of the year, 13 years as the Amway Center, and now that has changed. Kia is becoming quite a factor in the automobile business in America. I can remember when Kias and Hyundais were just junk. You wouldn't buy one because they wouldn't last for a year. But now Kia has become, I have a friend who's in the automobile business. He has, I think he's got four Kia dealerships now. He loves the brand. And they're becoming very popular. Is Genesis tied to Kia? No, it's tied to Hyundai. I'm thinking it through as I'm talking about it, which is one of the best things, right? Put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion. Anyway, so apparently this happens. There are all of these big stadiums, whether they be football stadiums, basketball arenas, baseball, although it's less likely for some reason in baseball than it is in football to have an arena sponsored by, like, the Miami Arena is the American Airlines Arena. Big companies that have the kind of dough, millions of dollars, to put your name up on a building that everybody goes into, you know, on a weekly or a daily basis. So that's why Kia is in there, the logo in place, banners over the court. This is basically, I think, a basketball. Isn't this the Orlando Magic? Here I am, Mr. Sports. Is that a basketball team? The Orlando Magic?
It is. Is it,
mm-hmm. It is. Okay. All right. So then I'm okay. I'm on safe ground here. Kia and NBA partnerships. There's a lot of sponsorships involved in this and big money. So I thought that was very interesting, in fact, to note that.
And it's really right. Just, they pay all this money to rename arenas and stadiums and all of this stuff, and the fans will still call it whatever they were previously calling it. Like,
right.
It's in Cleveland, we have Rocket Mortgage Field House. Before that, it was Quicken Loans Arena, which we called the Q. We still call it the Q, even though before that, it was the Gund, and while it was the Q, people still called it the Gund. We have Progressive Field for baseball, which everybody still calls the Jake.
I'm trying to remember what I
was. They pay money to put the big title, the big header on the arena and the stadiums, but people are still going to call it the previous thing.
Well, it's the here and now of it. You know, the Fenway Park is always going to be Fenway Park. It used to be the Boston Garden, and now it's TD Garden because the bank is sponsoring, or they've put their millions onto it. Does it keep the name top of mind? I suppose maybe think about advertising and how it affects you. When you listen to advertising on this program, when you hear me talk about things like Calitrin, which is a sponsor I've had for many years, the old MyPillow sponsor around for a long time, or things that I endorse or Jay and I talk about, those are things that are, because in this business it's what we call frequency and reach. You talk about something frequently, and you reach more people. The more you repeat the message or a similar message, like the more I talk about Calitrin and what it does to the weight loss situation that you're trying to achieve, more people remember it. So when they think about weight loss, just the name Calitrin, I could say that over again for 60, I could say it 60 times in 60 seconds, and because I've explained over the years what Calitrin is, it's just a reminder. Right? And that's kind of what these big signs are. American Airlines, okay? You book a trip, book it on American Airlines. Go there first. Or Kia, when you buy a car, you're going to go look at a Kia first because it's name recognition. That's all. It doesn't tell you anything except the brand has become well enough known, so when you see it, you think car. Or when you see American, you think airline. Or when you see, you know, name any product, that's when you think about Heinz. You think about ketchup, right? And when you think about, beans. I'm thinking about my last shopping trip and what comes. You know, people buy the brands often, that at least the first time, that they recognize because they know the name. Then, after that, if in fact they don't like it, then they go somewhere else. But it's you're trying. And most people, I remember this in an advertising course that I took, when the idea is getting people to become brand familiar when they're younger, and if they like it, they'll stay with it. That's why, for example, Buick advertises on all the younger stations because they want people who are younger to buy a Buick and stay with it. How many people do you know who have had Buicks all their lives? I know a lot of people who've been driving Cadillacs, Buicks, Fords, whatever it is. Right? I drive Ford trucks. I used to have General Motors trucks, but then I get screwed by the local dealership. Never bought another General Motors product. So it's that kind of stuff. And so I guess what I'm asking or what I'm thinking is that there are things that you will identify. It's like politics, right? You get identified as a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. That has, and you don't have to say anything. If somebody says to you, what party do you prefer, and you say Republican, that tells the person asking the question a whole lot about you, doesn't it? Or, you know, whatever the party is. I think it does. Anyway, am I the only one?
Yeah, well, it not necessarily. so much about how it's perceived. If somebody is, let's say, a Democrat and so they're talking to somebody and they say they're Republican, well, the Democrat is probably going to perceive it a certain way than what a Republican.
These days, for sure.
Not all Republicans fit into the same box. Not all Democrats fit into the same box. And it's a whole vice versa kind of situation. Where I always get a kick out of it, people who are Republican think I'm a Democrat. And people who are a Democrat think I'm a Republican.
Good. You've done a good job then. See, most people don't know what to... people want labels. So what are you? I remember taking a call from a woman a few years ago when I was talking about something that was very political, and she said to me when she called, "Oh, I'm a conservative, of course." And I said to her, "What do you mean you're a conservative, of course?" As if to imply that anybody who's anybody is a conservative. Right?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Wrong. And so I called her out on it, and she became very upset with me. I let that stand. I'm a conservative, of course. So what does that mean?
Well, and it's this assumption that if you lean one way on one topic, then you have to lean that way on all topics. And that's not the case. The majority of people whom I know who are, they identify with certain parties, don't agree with every stance that their party typically has.
If you
most
think
people are you closer don't. To the middle, and nobody wants to acknowledge that anymore.
Exactly. All right, I want to acknowledge, I was mentioning Calitrin there, just a reminder of how well it works. In the new year, you want to lose weight? Okay, you've joined the brigade that wants to lose weight. So how do you do it? Maybe you go to Planet Fitness. Me ads for that all over the place. Maybe you want to go on a Weight Watchers diet. Okay. Maybe you want to take some pills that are full of, or some kind of a drink that has all kinds of horrible stuff in it. Caffeine makes you crazy. You can do any or all of those things. And you can also go online to toploss.com and check out Calitrin and see how it works to help you lose weight and, more importantly, to keep it off. All right? If you've gained 8 or 10 pounds over the holidays, okay, join the rest of the world. You want to drop it? Then go to toploss.com. Get yourself connected to a counselor, because there are people there that will be happy to talk to you and bring you through the three various steps that you take in order to lose weight and keep it off that are proposed by the folks at Calitrin. The all-natural way, the formula, all-natural. You can take it with any medication. Fabulous stuff that works. Calitrin, toploss.com. Check out, use the discount code Doug, free shipping, and all the best deals at the moment from Calitrin, again, toploss.com.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214.
That's 800-778-8214.
Back on the Good Day program for New Year's Day. Okay, so we couldn't raise Maria Trilogy for a conversation, but she was on the program at the end of the year, not only talking about the Christmas traditions and the whole 12 days of Christmas stuff, you know, that's part of what goes on. The last 12 days of Christmas will be the last 12 days of Mercury being in retrograde, because that's all over as of today. I think it started, was it the 13th? When did it start? 13th of December, somewhere in there, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, a lot is in store astrologically for this year. We'll have Marie on as we can. But, you know, it's something that if you're at least slightly interested in, who isn't in their horoscope? The two most popular things in newspapers, whether they're online or whether they're actually still printed, obituaries, right? And horoscopes. Those are the two things that everybody wants to put their ad around, because more people read that than the front page. Horoscopes and obituaries. Okay, listen. You are who you are, and you do what you do. So I'm looking at, when's your birthday? I forget when your birthday is. May, right? Isn't your birthday in May? Where'd Jay go?
Yes, sorry, I was blowing my nose for a moment. Taurus, and I'm a May Taurus, which is highly different than an April Taurus.
All right. So you will be depended on this next month or so and through the year. Enjoy it. Your mission is to help. Well, I see that with your husband. I see it with your son, for sure. That's your whole, yeah. You're wrapped around your passion, man, is wrapped mm-hmm. around that. You do a great job on the radio, but your passion appropriately is that little smacker there who needs you.
It really is. It's my greatest role in life.
Yeah, it is. Right, exactly. All right, second greatest role is to be a wife. Third greatest role is to be my partner on the radio. Okay? No, maybe daughter to Mike and Doris. I'll be number four. Okay?
Is that right? We can tie. There can be a tie for second, third, and fourth place.
Yes. This is the 12th day of Christmas, I believe, isn't it? Is the 1st of January the 12th day of Christmas? My true love day for me? Seems to me. No? You go further than that? 12 days?
I thought that Christmas Day was the 12th day.
Maybe. I'm looking at it back.
I get so confused on all of these.
You know what else is done today? Most people are taking down their Christmas trees today. Do you know how to recycle?
Bah humbug.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, listen. Christmas is over. It's New Year's. Let's get going. New day. Mm-hmm. New year. Real Christmas trees are biodegradable. They can be reused, recycled. Mulch, most of the mulch you see in the springtime comes from ground-up Christmas trees, believe that or not. And pretty much all the communities around the country have a collection of curbside pickup, that sort of thing, so they can be recycled. Buy a tree if you were smart when you brought them a few weeks ago. You got those plastic things underneath. So just wrap that over the tree, take it out. It gets recycled and mulched, and you'll put it on your garden or on your flower bed before you know it. Because spring is right around the corner. You can depend on that. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner, you can depend on us in the new year on the Good Day program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Chuck Curry with Audio One. You're listening to my interview with Matt Singer, who has a new book, Opposable Thumbs, How Siskel and Ebert Changed Movies Forever. Editor and film critic of Screen Crush. How you doing, Matt? Pleasure to have you on the program.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So how did you get the idea to write this book?
You know, I was watching the show in the early 90s was when I really fell in love with it and became, frankly, obsessed with it. And that was when they were, in syndication. That was when the show was called Siskel and Ebert. The show had different names through the years. But that's the reason to write the book was I loved the show as a kid. At the time, I didn't even really know that much about movies. This was the thing that taught me about movies. This is how I fell in love with movies and with movie criticism, was watching this show, watching Siskel and Ebert, watching them talk about movies, fight about movies, argue about movies, recommend little movies that I had never heard of, older movies that I had never seen. And I just became totally fixated on it, and it was the thing that really got me interested in becoming a writer, a film critic, studying film in college. And so at a certain point when I started writing books and I was looking for a subject, it was the sort of thing where it was like, how has there not been a book about Siskel and Ebert?
Talk about your appearances on David Letterman to Johnny Carson to all the morning shows and how that signified their relevance in pop culture.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that their appearances on Letterman, on Carson, later on Leno and Conan and all those shows, yes, they were a huge part of their appeal and a big reason why they became such fixtures on television through the 80s and into the late 1990s. They were a great act, you know, and obviously the show itself that they were making, whether it was sneak previews or at the movies or Siskel and Ebert, it had its fans and it was watched by millions of people every single week in that form, but it was watched, you know, primarily by movie fans. And you know, them going on these talk shows, I think, broaden their appeal, broaden their audience, introduce them to other viewers who maybe weren't necessarily hardcore movie lovers, but maybe enjoyed them on these shows so much that they might then go out and seek out their show and watch it because they were so fun on those shows. And, you know, that's another YouTube rabbit hole, like kind of like what you were talking about before, that you can go down. If you can watch them on those early Letterman appearances, you can watch them on Johnny Carson. It's all on online now, and they really stand out. I mean, their appearances are very – they still hold up. They're great to watch. And I think the secret was is that they were both on their show, on talk shows. Their brand, whatever you want to call it, was they were honest. They were always going to tell you what they really thought. You might disagree with Gene or with Roger or with both, but you always believed that what they were saying was what they truly thought about any movie, and they weren't going to sugarcoat anything for anyone. And I think the best place to see that in action was when they would do these talk show appearances, because in some cases they would be going on these shows and sitting next to the people who were making the movies, and they would tell them to their faces that they didn't like whatever movie they were there to promote. You know, there's a really famous incident where they were on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson right after Chevy Chase. And Chevy Chase was there to promote his new movie, Three Amigos. And then they come out, and Johnny Carson asks them, well, is there a worst movie this holiday season to go see, a worst Christmas movie? And with Chevy Chase sitting right there, Roger Ebert goes, I can't really recommend Three Amigos. That's not a very good movie. And, you know, this is, and then Chevy Chase reacts, and the audience is reacting. And in that world of talk shows where everyone is always so friendly, and, you know, there's kind of this phony atmosphere of everybody likes each other, everyone's happy to be there, every movie is so great. You know, here were these guys who kind of cut through all of that baloney and told it like it was. And if there was a movie that was bad, they said, this movie is bad, you shouldn't go see it. And that kind of honesty was so refreshing and unusual in that arena. And then, of course, they would often fight with each other on those shows, too, which brought another element of fun and drama to it. Because, again, everyone usually is so friendly and nice on those shows. And they sometimes got into these huge shouting matches on Letterman or Carson. And that was another thing that they were sort of it was unique to them. And so those shows were absolutely really important to establishing them as these TV personalities beyond just being these two guys who talked about movies.
Matt, you brought back a lot of great memories. We really appreciate your time. People listening in the listening audience, go get this book. Whether you know who Siskel and Ebert were or you want to know who they were, well worth reading. Matt, thank you very much for your time.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.